Well, Simon Marks has been following reaction from Washington, D.C. He joins us now live. Simon, we have Trump on the one hand calling Qatar a high-level sponsor of terrorism, and then Tillerson on the other hand calling for reconciliation. Is this a case of good cop, bad cop?
It's very hard to know if it's a case of good cop, bad cop, or simply messages between the White House and the State Department that have not been coordinated. Reporters who were sitting there in the White House Rose Garden saw Rex Tillerson's face fall as President Trump engaged in that criticism of Qatar, because Rex Tillerson had spent hours of time on the telephone, burning up the telephones and other forms of communication with various countries in the region, urging what he talked of as a return to sort of calm and thoughtful diplomacy. And there was Donald Trump, very, very deliberately, it seemed, poking a stick into a hornet's nest. And these two things on their face appear to be very contradictory. But after the president finished speaking, White House aides a little bit later in the day passed out a piece of paper to journalists that displayed the president's comments on the one hand and Rex Tillerson's comments on the other hand. And they insist there is no inconsistency here, that this is the Secretary of State doing what he's supposed to do, engaging in acts of diplomacy, trying to resolve a complex situation, and the President of the United States explaining to the world from a very presidential perspective what the stakes are as far as he is concerned in the battle against terrorism. But certainly many observers here in Washington felt that the message was uncoordinated and that President Trump was undercutting his Secretary of State.
But if there isn't sufficient coordination on issues like this between the White House and the State Department, I mean, how can the US really hope to achieve a role, achieve that calm that the Secretary of State insists is his ultimate goal?
Well, it's a big problem, and there aren't only two players in all of this, Sally, because later in the day, the Pentagon weighed in as well with a statement reminding the world of what the Department of Defense calls an absolutely vital defense partnership, deep and abiding defense partnership between the United States and Qatar. And at times, it hasn't been clear over the last few days whether President Trump himself truly understands the extent of that defense relationship with 10,000 US troops on Qatari soil, and also, of course, a massive military coordination center based there as well. So there are big questions here for how the Trump administration works, not just in terms of this particular issue relating to Qatar, but more broadly. There have been many instances over the last few months where President Trump's messaging has appeared to be at odds with positions that have been taken by some of the senior figures inside his government. Some say that's a reflection of the quixotic and reflexive nature of President Trump. It's the way he does business. Others say, no, this is a president who's making it clear that he's got bottom lines. This is all part of the art of making the deal, as he would put it. He lays out very clearly what his bottom lines are, and then he expects the people who are working for him to go and achieve them. The difficulty there, though, is that those people can often feel as though he's not necessarily singing from the same song sheet that they are.
TRT World, Simon Marks, live from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Simon.